Typically, when you create a poll, what you're doing is posing a particular audience with a single question, providing a number of responses, and then expecting them to choose a single response from that selection. Now, with dot voting, you might have come across this, you're provided as an audience with a number of little sticky dots, those little circular self-adhesive sticker things. And you put the question that you want to pose or topic that you want to discuss on the wall, and then a series of responses, and the members of the audience, the respondents, can put a number of dots against the response that they choose. But they don't have to choose a single response. They could do. If you'd given them 10 sticky dots, they could put them all against one if they felt particularly strongly about that. Or they could split them. If they can't decide between two particular responses, they can split them equally, five and five, or unequally, or spread the dots around however they choose. So this gives you a far more nuanced way of finding favourites or eliminating possibilities from a particular series of choices. Dotvoting.org allows you to do that online. And of course, when you're online, you can choose a much wider audience than you might be able to choose than if you were doing this physically, because respondents can be ne not necessarily co-located with you. And also, it allows you to do it over a period of time, perhaps a little bit more easily. So when you visit the dot voting site, it's easy to get underway because you don't need an account. You can set up a dot vote poll straight away, and just follow the instructions as they come along. It's very easily sequenced. So the first thing is to choose whether you want to create a poll which is open or closed, and then choose whether or not you want the results to be viewable or not. And then you just set up your poll. So you've got the topic or theme or question that you want to ask. You need to provide a name and an email address that the system can send you, so it can send you a link to enable you to manage it later on. This is the way that you're able to do this without necessarily setting an account up. So be aware of that when you're providing your email address and obviously providing an email address to a public place, and thinking about the safeguarding issues there if you're having students do that. You then provide a description and an end date if you choose to do choose to use one, and then add your responses. What that then will do is generate an email to you with an activation code. When you click on the activation code in the email you receive, you can subsequently manage the poll that you set up and be able to generate a URL that you send out to